Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Phineas Gage, A Gruesome But True Story About Brain Science, by John Fleischman, narrated by Kevin Orton, and directed by Claudia Howard.
Horrible accident in Vermont. The most unlucky, lucky moment in the life of Phineas Gage is only a minute or two away. It's almost 4:30 in the afternoon on September 13th, 1848. Phineas is the foreman of a track construction gang that is in the process of blasting a railroad right-of-way through granite bedrock near the small town of Cavendish, Vermont. Phineas is 26 years old, unmarried, and 5 feet 6 inches tall. Short for our time, but about average for his. He's good with his hands and good with his men, possessing an iron will as well as an iron frame, according to his doctor. In a moment, Phineas will have a horrible accident. It will kill him, but it will take another 11 years, 6 months, and 19 days to do so. In the short run, Phineas will make a full recovery, or so it will seem to those who didn't know him before. Old friends and family will know the truth. Phineas will never be his old self again. His character will change. The ways in which he deals with others, conducts himself, and makes plans will all change. Long after the accident, his doctor will sum up his case for a medical journal. Gage, his doctor will write, was no longer Gage. Phineas Gage's accident will make him world famous. But fame will do him little good. Yet for many